Well, shall we turn, please, to John and chapter 20, John's Gospel, chapter 20. That's on 731 in the Red Bibles, John chapter 20. Let's just pray again. Father, we just ask you now that you would speak by your Holy Spirit into our hearts and that we would see the truth of it as you present your word to us. Speak powerfully through me, I ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So this is after Jesus has risen again from the dead. After dying, he rose from the dead, and he appears to his followers. So we're going to read from John's Gospel, chapter 20, and verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." So tonight I just want to speak a little bit about this man, Thomas. We saw in the passage that Jesus has risen from the dead, and he is appearing to different people. He's appearing to his followers and showing to them that he is alive. But when Jesus appears to these followers here, he presents to them his hands and his side. He comes in and he reveals to his followers that he has risen from the dead. But you see, the first thing he does is he presents to them his hands and his side. And what is that saying? Jesus is really saying to them, "I want you to see who I am and what I have done for you." You see, Jesus had walked on earth for about 33 years. And he'd spent 3 years teaching them, and 3 years doing miracles and doing amazing healings. But at the end of that time, Jesus did the most incredible thing of all, which was to die on a cross. And tonight we want to tell you that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. Jesus came to earth. Jesus is God, but he came to earth from heaven in order to die for you. You may ask, why is it that Jesus had to die for me? What does that mean? How is that relevant for me? Well, the point is that the Bible says that each of us deserves to die. Why do we deserve to die? Because of our sins. And the Bible says that each one of us is a sinner. Each one of us deserves to come under the condemnation, the damnation of God. We deserve an eternal death. But you see, God in his love wanted to deliver us from that death. He wanted to save us from an eternity in hell. And so Jesus Christ came into this world and he died on the cross. And when he died on the cross, he took our sins upon himself and he died in our place. He died in your place and in my place. Now, Jesus in the story, that's what he's just done. He's just died and he has risen from the dead. And so Jesus comes in and his followers are a bit unsure. They were told that he was going to rise from the dead, but they have doubts and they don't know whether it's really going to be true. And then Jesus comes in to the place where they are and appears to them. And they see him now for the first time. But what Jesus does particularly is shows his hands and his sides. And what he's doing there is he is saying, I have died for you. And I want you to see me now, not just as your friend, not just as a teacher, not just as a healer, but I want you to see that I am the one who has died for you. I have died for you personally. And that's what God would say to each one of us here tonight. I have died for you personally. Can you get that? Jesus has died for you personally. It's as if, you could think of it as if you were the only person in the world who needed dying for, and Jesus died for you. That's how personal it is. Jesus died for your personal sins. So that man, about 2,000 years ago, hanging upon a cross, was dying in your place so that your sins could be forgiven. But the trouble is, very often, our eyes are blind to the truth of it. And we fail to see it for ourselves. But if you can just see that Jesus died for you, he died in your place, that your sins are forgiven, if you can really see it, then your sins are forgiven too. Your sins are forgiven. And so that's what Jesus is saying in this situation. Behold my hands and my side. See the scars. Jesus was nailed to the cross, and they put nails through his hands and put him to the cross. And so when he's risen from the dead, he has these scars in his hands. And the side, they put a spear in his side. And so when he's risen from the dead and he points to these scars in his hands, that's what he's saying. I died on the cross for you. And now I want you to see it for yourself. There's another story when Jesus was actually dying on the cross. There was a man on another cross dying next to him. Now that man was a thief. He had done wrong and he was being punished on the cross for what he had done wrong. Jesus had done nothing wrong. He was being punished for our sins. But that man on the cross next to Jesus saw Jesus next to him dying, and he recognized that something of what was going on. He saw that Jesus, when he was dying there, he was dying not for any sins he had committed because he was innocent, but he was dying for some other reason, and that he was Lord of all the earth. And so that thief said to Jesus as he was dying, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus said, this day you will be with me in paradise. You see, that thief had recognized, he had seen who Jesus was and what he was doing there on the cross. And I want to ask you tonight, have you seen who Jesus is? And have you seen what he was doing when he was dying there on the cross? That he was dying there for you. That he was carrying your sins in his own body upon the tree. And that by believing in him, by putting your faith in Jesus Christ, you can be set free from your sins and you can come into a relationship with God. You're going to come in? Wait till you come in. Good evening, folks. So I was just talking about Jesus dying on the cross and how there was a man, a thief, dying on the cross next to him. And that thief recognized why Jesus was dying on the cross. I can ask you, do you know why Jesus died? What was the reason why Jesus died? Anyone want to answer my question? Not a rhetorical question. He was dying there for our sins, wasn't he?
He
was.
He sacrificed himself.
That's right. For what? Yes. And everyone has sinned, haven't they?
Yeah.
Everyone deserves to be punished for their sins. And so Jesus came and he died upon the cross to save us from our sins. But as Jesus was dying, there were a number of people around there, and some were mocking him and some were laughing at him. But this thief on the cross next to Jesus, and he was a hardened criminal on another cross next to Jesus, he recognized that Jesus had done nothing wrong, and that Jesus didn't deserve to be there, and that he was there for some other reason. And so he recognized, he saw that Jesus was dying for people. He was dying for him personally. That man had such a short time to live. He was hanging there on the cross, dying, this thief, next to Jesus. And he recognized that Jesus was dying in his place. And just at that moment, he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And Jesus said, "This day you'll be with me in paradise." And that's what Jesus wants each one of us to recognize, that he has died on the cross in our place. Because when you see that, when you really see it, your life changes. And you say, if you died on the cross that I might be forgiven, I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want to go my way anymore. You are such a wonderful Savior. I'm going to want to follow you now, and I want to live for you for the rest of my life. And that's really what it means to be a Christian. It's as simple as that. Seeing what Jesus has done and saying, right, I don't want to go my way. I now want to go your way. Now, at that point, all your sins are forgiven. You are delivered from your sins. You are delivered from hell. You know that when you die, you're going to be with God forever. And you have a reason to live. You have the most amazing reason to live. And then you can spend your life telling other people about Jesus. You have God as your Father. You have God looking after you. And this is the most real thing you will ever experience. All the people who come to this church regularly are here because that is simply what has happened in their life. That they have seen that Jesus died in their place. And that's all it was. They saw that Jesus died in their place. And they said, "Thank you, Lord. I receive you as my Savior." And their life was changed. And so then they come into this wonderful experience, this wonderful life with God. Another man that I was really going to talk about most of all tonight is a man called Thomas. And he wasn't there when Jesus first appeared to his other followers after he rose from the dead. So Jesus died on the cross. They put him in a tomb, and he was there several days. And then he rose from the dead. He came alive again. And then he had to go around showing that he was alive to his various followers. And he appeared to one group who were waiting, and they were amazed and slightly afraid when they saw him because he was risen from the dead. And they believed because they saw him. But this man, Thomas, wasn't there at the time. And so Jesus comes another day when they're all together, and Thomas is there. Now, Thomas has said, "I'm not going to believe unless I touch the scars in his hands, those scars from the nails from when he died on the cross." Thomas says, "I won't believe unless I put my finger right in the hole in his hands and my hand into the hole in his side where the spear went in." He said, "I'm not going to believe unless I actually touch Jesus." But then he's there, and suddenly Jesus appears. And Jesus speaks to Thomas and says, "Put your finger here. You can touch the place on my body where the nails went in." He says, "Look at my hand. Look at my hands, the scars. Put your hand into my side where the spear went." And he says, "Do not be unbelieving, but believe." But you know, Thomas didn't actually have to touch the Lord's body. He didn't have to touch those scars in his hands. He just said, "My Lord and my God." He is so amazed at what Jesus has done for him that he just says, "My Lord and my God, what can I do but respond to you and say, I believe, Lord. I believe." And maybe you're here tonight and you say in your heart, you can't believe in this man Jesus that we've spoken about. You can't believe. This is just a man that we've heard about Jesus many times, but Jesus is here and he wants to speak to you. He wants to come into your life. He wants to change your life. And all you have to do is call upon him and recognize what he has done for you. And that will be the start of a new life for you, a fantastic life. A life that you will never regret. The Christians who are here, who have seen what Jesus has done, would never regret having become a Christian. They don't look back at the days when they were just involved in sin and living for themselves and say, "Oh, for the days when I could do this and that." No, they say, my life has changed so much for the better. And now I can live for God. I wonder tonight, are you willing, are you able to see what Jesus has done for you, what he did when he died on the cross? He was not there for no reason, but he was there to bring you to God if you only believe. I'd urge you to take these things seriously. If you just feel the touch of God on your life, if you sense God speaking to you, even in this meeting, even the power of God speaking to you, you would not forget it. But say in your heart, I want to get right with God. And maybe tonight after the meeting, or maybe when you go home to your room, you can just say to God, yes, I'm sorry for my sins. I recognize that Jesus, when he died on that cross, he died for me. And I want that eternal life. I want that forgiveness for myself. The man on the cross saw it and believed. Thomas saw it and believed. The other disciples saw it and believed. If you see it for yourself, believe, trust in Jesus, and your life will be transformed. You will have a relationship with God, and you will have a life with him forever that you will never regret. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you that you did die for us, that you laid down your life that we might be set free from sin, that we might be washed clean. We are sorry for our sins. We are sorry for going our own way and not even seeing what it was that you did for us when you died on the cross. But Lord, we want to come to you tonight. We want to say sorry for everything we've done wrong. And we want to say thank you that you died for us. Lord, forgive us our sins and draw us to yourself that we might live forever for your glory and for your honor. We thank you for all that you have done for us. And we pray that we would walk with you in the name of Jesus. Amen.